USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Republican leader in the U.S. Senate expressing confidence there will be no U.S. government defaulting on its debt. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Thursday, it's never happened before and it never will.
And it's always a rather contentious effort.
On Thursday, the U.S. Treasury Department began taking extra measures to ensure there's enough money to meet debt obligations through at least June 5th. President Biden says all is well, despite an investigation into his handling of classified documents found at his Delaware home and in an office.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives and the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly.
He made the comments Thursday while touring recent storm damage in California. A special counsel has been appointed to oversee the inquiry. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is announcing additional federal disaster assistance for California in the wake of that historic and deadly rainstorm. Under the major disaster declaration issued January 14th, FEMA promised to pick up 75% today. The president is ordering that the federal government share be increased to 100%. Several states considering bans on the social media platform TikTok, but Texas is trying to go a bit farther.
Texas wants to ban TikTok from any computer network or server in the entire state university system.
Banning TikTok does not mean propaganda and manipulation are going to go away.
That's Sam Woolley, who leads the Propaganda Research Lab at the University of Texas in Austin. And Woolley says a ban wouldn't stop students from watching the Chinese-owned video site anyway. They'd just do it on their own phones using their own data plans. I'm Rich Johnson.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can lend my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Following some Republican calls for his impeachment, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says his team is doing the best they can with a flawed immigration system.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
His comments came Thursday during the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in D.C. A black Michigan school board member facing backlash over what some call a racist tweet. Keisha Hamilton began a tweet last month with, "Whiteness is so evil," and then referred to whiteness as, quote, dishonest.
How can children with white heritage feel safe when a board member posts racist statements against whiteness and white folks?
That was a parent at the Jackson Public Schools board meeting calling for Hamilton's resignation. Additional security was present after anti-Hamilton flyers were circulated in Jackson, which is near Ann Arbor. Supporters of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are reportedly planning to spend millions of dollars to boost the Republicans' national profile ahead of a potential 2024 presidential bid. The Financial Times reports the Political Action Committee Ready for Ron intends to file a report with the Federal Election Commission outlining the expenditures. The group aims to spend more than $3 million over the next 6 months on a national TV campaign and other promotions to build up DeSantis' profile. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.